In this emblematic Sao Paulo eatery, a couple of regulars discuss Sunday night's election results. Like many Brazilians, Lucio says he's in shock.
There isn't a right wing anymore. It's an extreme right wing, a radicalization, and the same on the left. I think it's a global trend. We've seen it in Italy and many other countries. And unfortunately, this polarization is leaving us obliged to choose between extremes.
Voters gave hard-line conservative candidates to Congress, the Senate and governors an unprecedented boost, practically eliminating Brazil's political center-right. Incumbent President Jair Bolsonaro may have come in a close second in the first round of the presidential race, but his once-weak political party was hands down the winner of the national elections, defying all predictions. And that's no small feat. An example: Bolsonaro's former environmental minister, Ricardo Salles, was elected to Congress. During the pandemic, he was recorded telling a cabinet meeting that the health emergency would serve as an excellent distraction for cattle farmers to overrun the Amazon rainforest. Another person is Damares Alves, a hardcore conservative who opposes progressive women's rights and has been elected senator.
It's up to the people to choose who they identify with. They were the candidates who represent Bolsonaro's policies.
All this marks a major shift.
I think what's happening in Brazil since before the election is that the environment, the political environment in Brazil, the zeitgeist of Brazil, if you can say that, is conservative. We are in a conservative country. Lula is an exception.
Lula is, of course, the former left-wing president who scored 48% of the votes in the presidential race and will face Bolsonaro again in a runoff later this month. But winning won't be easy.
Bolsonaro has a huge advantage over his rival. As president, he can address his compatriots anytime he wants, on television or on radio, and he also has access to the executive checkbook, which, as he's already suggested, he will continue to use to help offset the impact of inflation.
He's wasting no time. Monday, the government announced it was bringing forward a welfare payment due at the end of the month, and a second one, 5 days before the runoff. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, Sao Paulo.